Okay, let's finish this Torah that we were learning last week from Tzadik HaKohen, Susa Yelena. How is it possible? The Kohen is talking about, how is it possible? Chazal already said a long time ago that Mashiach will come either in a generation that's completely worthy or a generation that's completely unworthy. So we've opted for the unworthiness, but... Yeah, I always forget, thank you. The Shir is Da'achi Avinom, in memory of Avinom Rachmani, and the Shom Shavn Eliyah, which only Simcha Nachas and Brach. Amen. I have to put something like this. So our generation is unworthy, but the problem is we're not entirely unworthy. That's a problem, but it's also a good thing. Baruch Hashem, there are many, many things that we have going for us. But what does that mean to be unworthy, and Mashiach will come at such a time? And Rav Tzadik is explaining something very, very deep about the time that we're in right now, and we're supposed to be able to understand who we are and what's going on right now. And Rav Tzadik shows that throughout our history, those redemptions that took place on the road to the final redemption that we're davening for, beginning with Maimon HaSinai, which of course he says in Sermon Maimon HaSinai, we came from a place of absolute unworthiness, and in a flash, in an instant, we were standing at the foot of HaSinai to receive the Torah. And that is a pattern that, as Reb Tzadik shows us, has been taking place throughout time. And it follows, therefore, that if Chazal already revealed then that Dafka, those generations that appeared on the outside to be most difficult and most distant, were the most chaviv, the most beloved by Hashem, and Dafka, those generations received the greatest gifts of redemption from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it must be that our generation at the end of time is the most chaviv, the most beloved of all generations that have ever been. On the outside, things look terrible. They look terrible in Mitzrayim as well. And they look terrible following the period of the Shoftim, following until it came to Shlomo HaMelech and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and so on. The way to understand this, not only collectively as a people, but to be able to see the individuals of our generation, that at the same time to be on the one hand so far and so unworthy, but on the other hand to be so chaviv and to have such unbelievable potential. So Tzadik is explaining, let's continue on the page, on top of page Kuf Chaf again. I hope you have that. I mean, I know it was sent to you, and if you probably have it, you can look on your phone, you have it where it begins with the words, the Be'emes Kol Chayte Yisrael. On the top of page Kuf Chaf, the Bem is Kol Chayte Yisrael. This is all working with the Yisod that Reb Tzadik was explaining in Mem Tes that we didn't see inside. I just mentioned at the beginning last week that Davka, when a person sees that in this particular area of life he is most challenged, he finds himself struggling with the Yetzirah Davka in this area, it's a siman that in this area Hashem has prepared him for the most greatness of his life, for becoming the greatest person Davka through struggling with and overcoming that Yetzirah, that Taiva. So since the Taiva of the end of time is the Taiva of Yisod, is the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik and Pagam HaBris, this Indian of Pagam HaBris. So what Reb Tzadik says over and over in his Svarim is that, and we'll see some more places Mitzvah in the future, in Sikas HaTzadik and other places, in Pritzadik, other places, therefore it must be that Davka in this Indian of Kedushas HaBris, in this area of Kedushas HaBris, our generation is going to be the holiest of all generations that ever lived. Never before have there been such difficulties with Kedushas HaBris, with the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik. Never before have Jews felt, and the world has felt, being so completely besieged by this tumah of Amalek, of Gam HaBris, Yishmol, Amalek and Yishmol, Esav and Yishmol together. which is the Tumah of the end of time, Esav and Yishmael together. And the main manifestation of that Tumah is in the area of Pagam HaBris. Davka in the area of Pagam HaBris. So it must be, therefore, that our responsibility in our generation at the end of time is to work on this Midah, not to be afraid by our failures, but to believe that Davka in this Inyan of our struggling and our trying to overcome. I just have somebody on the phone today that hit today 333 days. Amish clean, 333 days. What this person has been through, unbelievable things. 333 days. So I sent him on those little pictures, the images, the emojis. I sent them like this, you know, like a bunch of them with an exclamation. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this is our Inyan. This is our Avaida. And it's not a matter of embarrassment or shame. This is the Inyan of the end of time. This is the particular mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to perfect before Mashiach comes to work on. And Ein Adam Oymed Al Divrei Torah Elam Kein Nichshol Behem. Gemara says in Gittin, it's a big yesod in all of our Avoda, that the only way that you could ever actually really, really perfect something is if you have failed and worked it through. Just like riding a bike. Your kid's going to fall down, and that's how it is. You have to pick yourself up and you have to work on it, or else you never learn. So we're learning now the sugya of Kedushas HaBris and Yesod. So Tzadik explains the Be'emes Kol Chayte Yisrael Einem Be'etzem, because the truth is that all the sins of the Jewish people are not Be'etzem. We're not sinning from that part of us that's the essence of who we are. Rakim Shulam Chazal La'asa dekai b'nei chilfi. Chazal have compared us to an asa, which means to a hadas, like Esther Malka. Esther Malka appeared to be some Persian princess, and she was Esther Malka. And her name is Hadassah. He Esther, Hadassah. And Chazal say that the Jewish people are like an asa dekai b'nei chilfi. Look in the parish, you see there, it explains right underneath, like five lines down in the Imus HaTzedek. Lahadas hayofa sha'omed ben asarim roim, like a wonderful, beautiful hadas that's surrounded by weeds. Klaimer shepnimius nafsham nisheres b'kedushasa, that the asa, the hadas, remains a hadas. It's in a bad place. The hadas is in a bad place. The hadas is surrounded, but the hadas is a hadas. Chazal say that our veiras are concealing and hiding that essence. That's Hadassah hi Esther. Esther means concealed. Hadassah means that fragrant and holy essence of what a Jew is surrounded. Kishoshana ben achoichem. Kishoshana ben achoichem is another mashal that Shlomo Melech uses in Shir Hashem. Shoshana ben achoichem, a thorn among roses. And the neshama is in such a way, hadas, that's found beni chilfe. L'chein boim heim ha-yisurim, so the Reb Tzadik says on top, and therefore l'chein heim ha-yisurim, a-yidei ha-chet, sha-choyach oiktsa. Now the key thing, Reb Tzadik saying, the key thing here is for a person to be pained by the mistakes that he's made. That he feels that there's a thorn that's pricking him, that's stinging him. Because all the Svarim HaKadoshim, even though we hear these beautiful things all the time in every Sefer about how the Pnimius is pure, the Pnimius is holy, and don't be discouraged, right? That's the message of all the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. But none of them are saying, just ignore it. No one is saying, don't let it bother you. No, don't become depressed, but you have to feel the sting. It has to hurt you. Those are the Yisurim. L'chein heim ha-Yisurim ha-Yidei ha-Chet. A person has to be somewhat tormented by these things. It has to bother you. You have to lose sleep over it. Not that you don't care. It has to bother you. And it has to hurt. Sha'achoach oiktsa. that the choach, the thorn, is oikates. It's stachin, it's hurting you. But the time will come that all of those thorns, all of the weeds and the thorns that surround the hadas are going to be burned, are going to be destroyed. Now we can't imagine that. Rashi brings down a Vayeshev, you know that on the Pasuk, Rashi brings down a Vayeshev when Yaakovina saw the whole inyan of Esav. So Rashi brings down from Chazal that Vahaya Beis Yaakov Le'esh, Beis Yosef Le'hava, Beis Esav Le'kash, right? Yes. The Pasuk says that Beis Yaakov is a fire and Beis Yosef is a Le'hava, uncontrolled fire. And Beis Esav is what? A kash, straw. And Rashi brings down the marshal that Yaakov saw like all that Esav had built and the armies and everything. And Hashem told him, it's like hay, that you put a little bit of a little match and the whole thing is burned up. So what Rabbi Tzadik is saying is that right now when we look at ourselves, and we look at ourselves, at our generation, the kids and so on, so we see the chochem, we see the thorns, we see the weeds, and we don't really, unfortunately, we don't really see clearly the hadas, the shoshan. So how could all this change? Like the biggest question you and I have is how could it be that from this place of unworthiness that we're going to be able to be makabel pnei Mashiach, just like in Mitzrayim, how could it possibly be that we're going to receive the Torah? And the same way, v'haya beis Yaakov le'esh, beis Yosef le'hava, and beis Esav le'kash. All of this is like a kash, straw. Now to us it feels like the strongest thing in the world, like iron. We're locked in these iron containers. But it's Hashem says it's kash. It's going to be burned in a second. That's what the Kohen says. Avokshi yisarfu ha'choichem shesvivos tishor ha'shoshana b'shleimusa. And we're going to find that the Shoshana, the rose, is b'shleimusa. Hasn't been damaged. In other words, that you and I have to know that the essence of who we are has never been damaged. Has not been damaged. It makes no difference whatever any of us have ever seen or done. The rose has not been damaged. That's the yesod of all of Yiddishkeit. That the Shoshana is b'shleimusa. HaShoshana b'shleimusa. That doesn't mean you don't get the Shoshana doesn't get stuck. It doesn't mean that the Shoshana doesn't hurt. The Shoshana is hurting. But the Shoshana is b'shleimusa. V'adrabah, Shoshana sheben achoichem chashuv v'yoseh. Adrabah, Chazal are telling us, and Shlomo Melech is telling us, the Shoshana that's surrounded by the thorns and nevertheless has not joined the thorns, has not resigned herself to becoming like the thorns, and is still struggling to remain a Shoshana, even though it hurts, it's so hard and it hurts, and it'd be much easier not to care anymore, it'd be much easier not to bother you anymore, but it still bothers you. So Chazal said that's Chashuva Yosef, that Shoshana is more beloved to Hashem. That's why our generation is the most chaviv in Hashem's eyes, is the most beloved. Commissioner Kosov, and this is a Sodom Adom about Shuva Adif. You know there's a machlokes in Chazal, who's greater? The Baal Tshuva or the Tzadik Mikar, right? That's a famous disagreement. We're not going into it right now. The Mekubalim, Nimnu V'Gamru, the Mekubalim, the Baal Tshuva is a bigger Baal Madrega than the Tzadik. Again, they had this Machlokes, Rambam, and Rishonim, there are different opinions in Rishonim, but the Mekubalim hold that the Baal Tshuva is the biggest Baal Madrega. Meaning that the Shoshana that is in pain, and nevertheless insists on remaining a Shoshana, keeps on going to Shul, keeps on putting on tefillin, keeps on trying to keep Shabbos, and doing everything. That's a Shoshana ben Achochem. A tshuva efshe shuyeh berege echad. Aye, what about this tshuva? We saw Reb Tzadik brought last week, the Gemara says that at the end of time we're going to have to do tshuva. We have to do tshuva. There's no such thing. The only shaila is how. So we can't imagine that there should be such a tshuva. And Reb Tzadik says, "Shuva ef shashia b'regecha." Shuva ef shashia b'regecha. Kedemuchak parbeis de kedushin. As we see in the second parak in Kedushin, over there, where the Gemara brings the strange case of a person who's Makadish, as the Isha al Menashe Nitzadik. In one Girs, it's al Menashe Nitzadik Gomor. A Makadish, a woman, in Yeshiva, whenever you were struggling to come up with some sort of an afkim, and it was always, can you be Makadish, a woman, al Menas? So here's one of those. So a person says, I'm a Kaddish, my wife, I'm a Nas, that I'm a complete Tzaddik. And he brings down, if you look at there, look on the left side, you see he brings this. Vayala hadashi, it's darach lezeh zman rav, atshiyavu b'chol shlavei ha-tshuva. So Reb Tzaddik is telling us, you might think that who knows how long this is going to take to do tshuva. It's so messed up. And to do tshuva is going to take a long time. He says, don't think like that. Ki tshuva gemura efshe shiyah berege achad. Because tshuva can be in a moment. Kedemucha perek beis de kedushin. Now, even though there are halachas as far as chilukah kapara and tshuva and tshuva the Rambam and shai tshuva Rabbi Yonah, nevertheless, as far as the ikar yisod of tshuva, I hear her itself. Just we see from the Gemara that even I hear a desire to be a tzaddik, even if it seems far-fetched, which the Svarim explains, that even if it bothers me enough that I still believe that there's something great about the tzaddik. It doesn't take time. Ki tshuva gemura ef shashia b'rege achad. Ki demucha b'perek beiz d'kedushin, she mekadish yisa isha al menashni yitzadik, afilu mekadish, the mekadish is rosha gomor, hayu mekudeshes. Even if right now in his own behavior, this guy, under the chuppah, is a Rosh HaGomer. He's a Mekadisha, and he's a Rosh HaGomer. He's a complete Rosh. Why? Because Shema hear a tshuva b'daita b'libai. Because perhaps there was a hear a tshuva. Perhaps there was a hear a tshuva. And that's enough. Yechoshev tzadik gomer. Yechoshev tzadik gomer. Look at footnote 7. It might be very tiny, I'm sorry. Hatam lezem avur b'takonis ha-shoven. So Tzadik has an entire sefer on the subject of tshuva. Takonis ha-shoven. And there he writes, she'ikir ha-tshuva hu behir hur b'leiv b'lvad. The ikir of tshuva is, the ikir of tshuva, not that it's finished, but the ikir of tshuva is, hir hur b'leiv b'lvad. A feeling in the heart, a desire of the heart. That's the Gemara he's talking about. It means to regret. You feel the thorn. It hurts you. Your mistakes hurt you. That's all. And in your heart, you want. You can't be certain. The Mabit talks about this. That even though deep in your heart, you know, You're thinking, I can't really manage this for the rest of my life. We'll talk a lot about that in the Inyan of Kedushas Abris and Pagam Abris. You know, like this program of one day at a time, where a person thinks, I can't do this to us. You know, I can't always be a Shem Habris. I could try for today. I could try for a day or two, but I don't think I could manage like to be a Shem Habris, you know. So, Mabit speaks about this. When a person knows within himself that while he's being Mahara B'tshuva, he knows that I don't see myself going on like, you know, more than a couple of days after Yom Kippur being this good. I can't see it. And the Mabit says that that's still called an emissary here at Shuvah. It's still called Shuvah. It's still called Shuvah. As long as you recognize what the goal is and you would like to be at that place and it hurts you that you're not at that place and you are honest about trying to take steps to move in that direction, that's called Shuvah. Even though even the angels don't know what's in a person's heart. Hashem knows what's in a person's heart. And this guy, this Rosh HaGomer, is called a Tzadik Gomer. And she's a Mekudeshes, or Sofik Mekudeshes. But she's a Mekudeshes. Afilo higdil averes ad lamayla. The bechol rasha gomer, amru sham. Afilo over al kol haTorah kula. Even a person was over al kol haTorah kula. Was over al kol haTorah kula. Even if it comes to something practical where you own something, where you're holding on to something that you stole and you haven't returned it. You didn't give back the gzeila. But you made up your mind, I'm gonna give it back. Mahani, that works. Even though you're still holding on to this thing, if you made up in your head, I'm gonna give it back, it works. The machshava scharutz, kasev Reb Tzadok writes there. The kol Yisrael yesh lahem chiluk l'olam haba. Shenemar. Va'amech kulam tzadikim. Lo'olam yeshu aretz. Hayinu afilu risha Yisrael kulam tzadikim. Even risha Yisrael kulam tzadikim. Va'gam du chayte b'parol shemach mosa nikar rosh. Ay, l'maisa, you're sinning. And the sins that you're committing are enough to halachically define you as being a rosha. And the Tanya says, you know, very early on, at the beginning of Tanya, that even a person is able to learn right now and he's not learning, he's called a Rasha. Even if you're able to learn and you're not learning, you're called a Rasha. It's a pacha. So, mikomakom, afilo paishi yisur malayim cherata, even the worst sinners are filled with regret. This Gemara. There's no such thing as a Rasha that's not Mischar, that doesn't regret what he's done. When the pleasure of that moment passes, that he doesn't feel bad about it. He might not identify it as a Hira Tshuva, but he just feels lousy. It might not be that he feels, now I'm having a Hira Tshuva. No, he just doesn't feel good about himself. Vein sham oida, so it says yet me tzad oimek hatoiv shebamake libo, because the oimek hatoiv, in the oimek halev, in the depths of a Jewish heart, because of that toiv in the Jewish heart, after he does something that he knows is wrong. Obviously, there are people they don't know it's wrong, but you know that it's wrong. You're not feeling good about yourself. V'kein afo pishachot Yisrael hu, the efshel nothing meno oisa oimek hatoiv, because you can't take away from a Jew. Reb Tzadik says, "Machshav shchar is the oimek hatoiv of who he is. You can't take that away." The Shoshana is Bishlemusa. The rose hasn't been damaged. The rose is still a rose. So he continues, says, V'anu b'vakshem hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva. And therefore we're asking Hashem, hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva. We're saying to Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, we don't know how to come back to you. We don't know what to do. I feel that I can't change. But hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva. If you bring us back, we'll do tshuva. But Hashem is saying, you all know this is this standoff that we're having. Hashem is saying, Shuvu Eilai v'ashuv aleichem. You start doing Shuvu. Shuvu Eilai. And if you begin Shuvu Eilai, then I'll come back to you. A mistama in a generation that's kulachayiv. That's unworthy. Mustam b'dor shekula chayev, al korchach shi'oz didon notzach, al korchach, it must be that in the end, we're going to be the ones who win in this ongoing argument of hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva. In other words, until we hit rock bottom, which we're now rock bottom, until this point of rock bottom, there's been this machlokes through history We're saying to Hashem, we can't do tshuva. Hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva. And Hashem says, you can. Shuvu Eilai. Come back to me, and then I'll help you. So what Reb Tzadik is saying here is monumental, of monumental importance. So what he's saying is that bevade, we've come to a point now that we win in this argument. In other words, that we say, when we say Hashivenu Hashem elech v'nashuva, we're saying, otherwise, we're not doing it. Otherwise, we can't. I told you, I don't know, I told you a few weeks ago or earlier time that the Shpola Zaydi Schusilina said that if you're waiting for us to do tshuva, you could forget about it. And he said, like, there's no hair that's growing over here. He says, you could wait, you're not going to see hair growing out from the middle of my hand from here. He says, you could wait for us to do tshuva, and I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. So he said, it's not going to happen. So, Reb Tzadik is saying the same thing here. He's saying that bedosha kol chayiv in a generation that's so unworthy, al karcha she'oz didon natzach, al karcha that is didon natzach, that we are victorious in this argument, and unless Hashem brings us back to Him, we just don't know how to anymore. We're asking for Him to help. We can't do it. Didon natzach uksha Hashem zbarach yirtze. And we have to try our best to do tshuva, to do what we can, but we're simply incapable of overcoming certain things, like we'll see later on in Sikkhus HaTzadik, that there are certain things that a person simply cannot overcome on a long-term basis. And then we just say to Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem Lechem Nashuva. Hashem says, Shuvu Eilai V'Shuvu Lechem. So what Reb Tzadik is saying, and what the Shpolos HaYei was saying, is that, no. And not that we wouldn't like to, you know, not that we don't feel bad that we, but it's not happening. It's another Yom Kippur. Here I am. So, Absodik says, "B'doshu kolachayv al karchach she'oz didon natzach." Al karchach, it must be that we're going to be victorious, and therefore we need Rachmei Hashem to help us. We can't do it on our own. Ukshe Hashem Yisbarach yirtze, and therefore, when Hashem Yisbarach has decided that it's enough of this business with what's going on, it's enough of this. Because Baruch Hu Yirtze, and the time has come when He wants us completely to return to Him, to be back, when He wants to be back together with us. Hare berege echad, yichlu kol ha-koytzim ha-soyevim. Berege echad, in one moment, yichlu kol ha-koytzim ha-soyevim. In a moment, all of the koytzim, all of the thorns, are going to be burned away and destroyed. All the surrounding kaitzim are going to be destroyed. And everything will be the way that Hashem wants. And then, our Tzadik ends with a very, very, in a very strong thing, which we spoke about like 2 months ago. And then it will become revealed that even what was going on earlier, in other words, even our sinning was somehow hakol letzayrich, was all part of Hashem's plan. And it will be shown to us that even the things that we did that were wrong, it was part of the Hashgach HaPratis, and that there were things in our lives that we could not have possibly overcome. And that will be shown to us at the end of time. That's not chas v'chalila as an excuse to do things that are not right. And that's why, as I said to you back then, we were learning a little bit from Ramatl, a little bit from Ishbitz, that in these Torahs of the Tzaddikim from that world of Ishbitz, it's not just Ishbitz, but they spoke more openly than the other Tzaddikim. Absolutely, from Ishbitz, they spoke more openly about it. This inyan of that, at the end, it will be shown to us that there wasn't always Bechira Chavshis. And these Tzaddikim spoke more about it in an open way. And one is not supposed to be mizbainin in these things, not to think much about that inyan, but to know that and to believe that that's what's going to happen at the end of time, that such a thing will take place. Let's look at the Perush a little bit. The third line over there. Shall call hadars mevakshim Hashem Yisbarach Hashiveinu Hashem Lechem Nashuva. All of the generations of Jews have been asking Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. If you bring us back, we'll return to you. Mashcheni acharecha narutza. Heviani hamelech hadarav. Mashcheni acharecha narutza. It's the same thing. Draw us near to you. Show us. Help us. Pull us. Start. Narutza. And we'll run after you. V'hu yochel lo ireru b'tshuva b'rega echad. And Hashem could do anything. So Hashem could set us on fire in a second. He could set us on fire to do tshuva. But Hashem is calling back to us, Shuva Elai, Numa Hashem Tzavakas, V'oshuva Elaichem. Shuva Elai, V'oshuva. Come back to me. You have to begin. If you return to me, I'll run after you. That's how it works. Mistama, Reb Tzadik says, K'shiyagiyaz man ha-geula, when the time of redemption has come, b'dor garua ma'oid, in a generation that's very, very low, Ad shiyakulay chayev kedalel, such a level of kulachayev. Vary halacha he she'en yisrael negalun elam oisin tshuva. The halacha is that we have to do tshuva. So, but we're in such a place that we're so chayev, we're not going to do tshuva. We're not doing tshuva. Al korchach shiyeh oz matzav shal didon notzach. Then it must be that then will be a matzav which we're davening for, that we should be zoich to see it, of didon notzach. That shalonu yinatzayach. Shekneses Yisrael tenatzayach, that the Jewish people are going to be victorious. We're going to win this debate. Mibakashosa hashivenu elecha v'nashuva. With this request that we're begging for, of Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, Shiyah gam ha'isarusa l'tshuva mi'Hashem Zbarach, that Hashem will awaken our hearts. Hashem will help pull us over to Him. He'll awaken our hearts. V'im kain, k'shaHashem Zbarach rak yirtze l'galus es yoyfi ha'shoshana ben achayichem, when Hashem Zbarach has finally decided that the time has come to show the entire world and all of the malachim the beauty of the Shoshana, the faithfulness and the beauty of the Shoshana, of the Hashem's rose, of the Hadas, just like it happened in Purim, that it was v'nahafeichu. The whole thing was v'nahafeichu. Until that, it looked like we were mamish kulanu chayovim. It looked like it was a generation of kulei chayiv. And then all of a sudden, through Mordechai and Esther, it happened such a thing that is v'nahafeichu. Ashi yishul tu ayudim himu b'seinem v'nahafeichu. When it comes to that time, v'rega echad yitz lagalas yefi ashishad v'nachayim claim l'virus etzem husam sheYisrael. When the time will come, Hashem Baruch Hu has said, now is the time. They've been through a lot of pain. They have done the tshuva that they could do. They are constantly filled with regret, with remorse. They are disgusted with themselves, whatever it takes. And Hashem's Baruch is going to... But they're disgusted with themselves, but they still do it. They still do it. I was talking last week on Wednesday or Thursday with somebody who was in rehab for a year and a half. For a year and a half he was in rehab. He was away from his wife and kids for a year and a half. And he was gewaldi everything. And this past week, he fell into worse than ever before. And there was a whole Indian about he wanted to kill himself, managed to kill himself. And he said, I wasn't able to do it. I was there for a year and a half. I thought I finally was finished with this Indian and that now it's going to be good. And he fell apart. Now, for such a person to believe in the Shoshana is very, very hard. To believe in Hadassah Hi Esther, it's very hard. To believe that it still exists. We have to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at such a person, look what he's been through and how much he cares about it. He left his family. He wants to be good. And look what happened, and he's trying to have Rachmanis. To have Rachmanis. What else do you want the guy to do? To go for 2 years? What do you want the guy to do? He had to borrow like $250,000 from people. What do you want the guy to do? How's he supposed to do this? What else could he do? This is the best place. What do you want him to do? So he has to try harder. No, it seems that the guy is doing everything he's trying everything he can do. So Hashem is asking Hashem to have rachmanis. And berege echad yichlu v'yigomru kolat kaitzim. Hashem can do that. That in a split second, like the fire with the beis ha'isav lakash, beis yosef lahav, beis ha'isav lakash, that in a split second, all of that cash, all the straw, all the dimion of this world will be burned away. And this person, together with everybody else, will feel in 1 second, there's no other way to live except to be Dovak Tashem's Baruch, and not to do that. And it will look to him the way that it looks to a person sometimes after you do tshuva. When you do real tshuva, you look back on that thing that you did that was wrong, and it just makes you sick. It looks so strange. It looks so crazy. It looks so crazy. How could I ever have done such a thing? I can't believe I did that. It's so crazy. That's when our tshuva will be complete, and Hashem will bring us to that place. Have a berege echad yichlu v'yigamru kol ha'kaitzim. Tumas achatoy masoivim va'oktim l'shoshana. All the tumma of the sins that's surrounding and puncturing, hurting and wounding and tormenting the rose, the shoshana. But that's a tnai. You have to feel like it's hurting you. Bamis, it has to hurt you. If it doesn't hurt you and you just like nothing and you don't care, that already you're not in the program. That person will also have a tikkun eventually, but that's not the Indian of here of a tshuva, that's something else. I'm talking about a person that wants to do tshuva, just doesn't know how. Doesn't seem to be able to succeed. L'nefesh Yisrael kedel el. Bazi ha'kol misnayel kirit Sinai, then everything in the end is going to be according to the Ratzon of Hashem. V'yoshev kol echad miYisrael elav yisbarach b'tshuva shleima. Then everybody's going to be Narutza. It's going to run after Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'tshuva shleima. V'yizgala ayidei Ratzon ha'elyon. Then it's going to be revealed through the Ratzon ha'elyon shumokim ha'yidiyah shel mala. Kambavur le'el, which is the highest place of the crown, of Hashem's crown. It's going to be revealed. Shagam kol ma sha'arvu kaidim lachain. That everything that took place ever, even the mistakes, even the averus, everything that happened in the past was all kiyum ratzon Hashem. We can't explain that. And you're not allowed to think about that. To use that chas v'chalila as an excuse, because then a person is echtav ashuv, will keep on doing averus. We'll keep on doing things that are wrong. A person is not allowed to think like that. But Tzaddik Edison says that in the end it's going to be the Ratzon Hashem, and the deepest gili of Ratzon Hashem is that this too, your failures and all of that was also my Ratzon, that you work to overcome those things, and that you push hard, and that you're Baal Melchamis, that too was all Ratzon Hashem, was all my Ratzon. So we have to daven at the same time that we're all trying to do tshuva. And we all have to try to feel the oikets, but also to daven so hard for ourselves and for people that we know, all that we know, that Hashem Shavu should have ready rachmanis and should come to this time of that rotzen being revealed, that there shouldn't be any more chalila, at a point where people feel that they can't control themselves, they can't change their lives. And we see that so many of the chavra feel that way now. And they're feeling it not from the time that they're older, feeling from the time that they're 15, 16, 17. They're almost now, it used to be very rare, now almost every week I talk to somebody that a boy thinks he's a girl, or a girl thinks that she's a boy. A boy only feels that he's attracted to boys, and a girl only feels attracted to girls, and all of these. These are all pegamim and pegam habris. And pegam habris. And now I'm hearing this more than ever before, like with girls, that they have this thing, you know, also. Much more in the past I was hearing from boys, but now with girls. This Indian. The girls usually not so much in this sugya like the guys of Yosef at Sadr, but now the girls, all kinds of things also, this confusion. So to Davna Kash Baruch, that how much more can we continue like this? To be able to continue. So it should be already enough of the oikids, and we should come to the time for the Shoshana to be revealed with the blush of Amitish, maybe Amin Amen. We'll continue a little bit more of the Tzaddik, not this piece, we'll do a little bit more, and then we'll start to learn the halachas of the Indian of Kedusha Sabri.
Just to remind the Chevrot, next Sunday night is the Kodesh dinner, March 8th.